Good afternoon. Your name is?
Minhu Aim Ayele.
Minhu Aim, very unique and nice name. My name is Daphne, and I'll be your interviewer.
Hi, Daphne.
Hello. So, how long have you lived in Oakland, and what part of Oakland do you reside?
Well, I've lived in Oakland over 34 years. I'm 38, and I was born in San Francisco, Fillmore.
Okay. You know.
And the second, what part? Mm-hmm. West Oakland, currently, but I've lived in East and North Oakland, for the majority of my life.
Okay, so you live all over Oakland. Okay, so who do you are and how do you see yourself, meaning that what makes you who you are, the man that you are? And
well,
what do you do?
Like I say, I can say this now that mm-hmm. I'm an OG. I remember seeing the Black Panthers, in the streets mm-hmm. and spray painted on the walls and, you know, Huey P. Newton's, case being argued and even his funeral. I remember that. It was at the church I went to, Allen Temple Baptist Church, mm-hmm. and over there on International and 82nd. So, how do I see myself? You know, I was made by Oakland. Mm-hmm. The activism here, you know, I went to the schools, I ran the streets when I was younger, but not, you know, too hard to get caught up in the criminal justice system. But I did listen to my elders, and I learned a lot of game just coming up in Oakland, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, when I say game, I mean, you know, wisdom, how to navigate through the, you know, city mm-hmm. in terms of just conducting yourself and learning people and creating relationships.
Okay. How did you arrive where you are now? In other words, tell me a little bit about your journey.
I was adopted when I was four. And, I come from a biracial parentage. And when I was adopted, the parentage switched to where I had a black mother and a white father. When I was born to a black father and a white mother. So growing up in Oakland as a, you know, biracial child, for a little while, I really didn't trip off of it because I was so young. And as I got older, I became conscious of color and racial politics and culture and history. And, learning in the institutes of Oakland Public Schools and just having my own personal inquiry mm-hmm. and sense of adventure and being surrounded by all the activism, you know, marching in the streets for Mumia Abu-Jamal, protesting the war in Iraq, being a part of different community things and eventually, you know, being disinterested with regular methods of protesting because of the frustration of gentrification mm-hmm. and urban decay and looking at the degradation of destruction of the black community, the black family. You know what I mean? And who am I today is all of those things. I'm a writer, by the way, and I have a book about building Africa towns as a solution to redeveloping impoverished black neighborhoods, like we're seeing happening in Detroit and all over where we're just being neglected. I have a plan. So, you know, I've been in Oakland. Oakland is an epicenter of political activity and consciousness raising. And it's impacted my life greatly. I have taken, made choices and decisions in my personal life to reflect that influence about, you know, standing on principles and having standards of behavior and how I conduct myself in this society as a black person, because that's who I identify as. So yeah, at the end of the day, that's, you know, I'm into the environment, being sustainable, being green. I'm a gardener as well. So, you know, I love to be in the garden. I just left the garden an hour ago. So, you know, put my hands in the earth and teaching our people again to get back into the culture of agriculture, to be self-sufficient, to grow their own food. You know, it's a political activist thing, but it's also a human thing. And it's just getting back in charge of ourselves as humans, as people. So, yeah, that's pretty, man. I'm a dad too. You know, I definitely see myself. I'm a dad of three, you know, father of three. And I love my children immensely. You know, love to be a great example for them of someone who took charge of their destiny and succeeded.
Great. So you touched a little bit on gentrification. What does gentrification mean to you?
The definition is to replace another people. You know, one group replaces another. So, you know, just as we were invaded in Africa, you know, we were already ready to be invaded because our defenses were down in terms of protecting self around cultural invasion. So gentrification is a result of neglect in the black community, of not taking responsibility of the fact that they have an area that they could develop for their economic empowerment. Like other groups, like the Chinese, like the Latinos, and also like the Koreans and other groups that subsequently exist all over the country. You know, little Polands, little Indias, little Vietnams, and you know, the black people, we have the hood, and there's no economic plan behind that. So gentrification will take us over every time because we have no plan. Black people, what's our plan?
Right.
What's the plan, black people? You know, we black.
Right. I really totally agree with you. Totally agree. So how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
Yeah, I think that I've been directly impacted by global politics because Oakland is an international city. And so, you know, our consciousness here touches the whole world. You know, Oscar Grant showed that. Black Lives Matter has shown that. And I also feel that we are in such a position to set trends across the planet for some reason. I don't know, it's a, you know, luck or just timing or something, but, you know, living in Oakland has definitely been pretty much fun. At times it's been, you know, scary, you know, when it was a lot of killings going on here. But I know it's a lot of opportunity too. Oakland, as a matter of fact, has the number one climate according to Wikipedia in the country. So there's a lot of opportunity to create something here and leverage it for business. And I want to encourage the black community in Oakland to do that. Take advantage of the climate and the opportunity to be able to do things that others around the world won't necessarily be able to do because of the conditions.
So what do you love most about the community, and what is the one thing about Oakland or your community that you would change?
What do I love about my community? I love that we are down home, practical people. I know at the end of the day, we need to see some practical, tangible results beyond theories and words and feel good conversations. Our needs need to be met. And so, you know, I appreciate the practicalness of our people. One thing that I would change about our people is we are slow to trust one another. Well, you know, and that means just trusting God and trusting the whole process of healing and getting back in touch with, you know, our cousins and our brothers and our sisters and, you know, our friends and, you know, the connectivity that makes us black. And humans, beyond just black, but humans who have a particular style or expressional way of living life. So trusting one another, which really I'd say would be trusting God, you know.
Okay. So what is your hope for the future, and do you see yourself living in Oakland in the next 10, 15, 20 years?
Like I said, my hope for the future is to build Oakland Africa Town. That's the subject of another book I'll be completing very soon. And sure, if black people can rally around creating a town, I'm going to stay in Oakland. If not, I'm gone. I'm going to go down south or somewhere where it's heck of us black people, and I'm going to live there. I like being around my people. I like us. I like myself. And when the culture starts getting a little too retro, metro, I don't know what I am, I'm good. I'm traditional. You know, my people are from Kansas, Louisiana, Alabama, you know, New York. So, you know, I got some of that old school blood in me. So, you know, I would love to be in Oakland, own property, have businesses that are flourishing, and be able to employ hundreds of my own people. Yeah.
Okay. So did you bring any photos or anything with you that you wanted to share?
Nah, I didn't. I brought a book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have my book. It's somewhere over there. I didn't bring it exactly. It's somewhere there. Well, where's my bag? I left it outside.
Okay. Is there anything about which book is this? The name of this book?
Ujamaa Village.
Ujamaa Village.
Yes. And Ujamaa is Swahili for family.
Family.
Or cooperative economics.
Okay.
So
that's
it's synonymous.
Part of
Kwanzaa.
Yes, it is.
Fourth day.
Okay.
So, you know, I thought it fitting to have a name like that to remind us of some principles we're already familiar with.
Right.
It's a short booklet. It's 30 pages.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a quick read. Explaining different avenues of the green movement and restoring our culture so that we could regenerate, rejuvenate, heal, and become more independent. We have to turn around the statistics that are existing with our people. We have to look at it as a high state of emergency in terms of how it's going to impact us as black individuals living in Oakland. We cannot see the problem as being outside of us. But the book is a strategy, a plan.
Okay.
I have a plan for black Oakland.
Okay.
You know, yes. It's called Ujamaa Village.
Okay. So to sum it up, what does Oakland mean to you?
What does Oakland mean to me?
Yes.
Oh, man, Oakland means, you know, just, you know, flossing, being yourself, telling it like it is, you know, beautiful people, ruggedness, intelligence, radicalness, creativity. You know, Oakland represents... like, you know, a jazz orchestra symphony, you know, with a DJ and, you know, all the things of hip hop that we love, black culture, definitely. Also, you know, Latin culture and, you know, other cultures, Chinese culture, you know, other cultures that have been influential here. A mixture, you know, but... you know, it's a beautiful place. I just want to see black people really put a foothold here and not get caught up because we're economically deprived. You know, we need an economic plan, and I have one.
Okay.
It's called Ujamaa Villages, y'all.
Okay. Ujamaa Villages.
Right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Manu Wayne.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
All right, I said.
Okay.